It's time for StoryCorps South Texas. I'm Nathan Cohn. Sarwat Hussain came to America with her husband from Pakistan. She's Muslim, but she didn't always wear a hijab, the traditional headscarf donned by Muslim women outside the home. After 9/11, she gave it a try.
People were pulling their hijabs off and calling them names and saying, you don't need to have this over here. You know, this is America and things like that. So some of my friends said, you don't even understand what we go through with this. Put it on just in the public and see. So I said, okay. You know, they gave me a hijab. I put it on. I went to North Star Mall. The first time ever I saw that usually when they see somebody coming, man or a woman, you know, if somebody's opening the door, they'll hold the door for you, right? Mm-hmm. That day, this guy looked at me up and down and shut the door.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, okay. I still didn't take it personal. I thought maybe he didn't see me. The looks I got that day at North Star Mall, the same North Star Mall that I went to a day before, when nobody noticed me. And I heard somebody saying, terrorists, go back to your home. You don't belong here. And I was thinking, wow, now I knew, you know, that something needed to be done.
I'm sorry that you faced that. Well, perhaps it was a challenge that you needed to go through in order for
exactly.
you to understand the voices of these women.
Exactly. And it was all God-given, God planning. Because I feel that he wanted, you know, if he had to put me or anybody out to do some work on this, then obviously we had to face it ourselves. I'm so proud of my hijab because that gives me the identity of being a Muslim. I want to be known. When I'm in the public, I want people to look at me and say, oh, there's a Muslim woman going, you know, because it's a matter of educating the masses this way. You know, when I'm at the churches or speaking somewhere, what I'm thrown at with these kind of questions, even one person gets out of there with the understanding that I'm trying to create, I feel I have done my job. And I have people coming and telling me, thanks for coming. We never knew this. We never looked at it that way.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I feel, yeah. That is my reward. The main reward that I get is from there.
What a beautiful life. Thank you.
It is.
Sharing.
I would not share this life with anything else that I would do, you know. And again, with all the death threats and all the threats that I receive, it never makes me fearful or sit back. The more they come, the more powerful you become.
Yes.
And I feel if I have to die, my death is written. And if that's the way I have to go, that's the way I have to go.
Right.
Because I have to go someday. You know, you never know if it is going to be an accident or illness or somebody shooting. Who knows?
You leave behind a beautiful world if you did.
Whatever little I'm doing, sure. I feel that I will leave something in the world to make this world a better place to live for everybody.
Sarwat Hussain was interviewed by her friend Nazneen Hussain at the StoryCorps mobile booth on February 24. She's a national board member of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. You can hear more StoryCorps South Texas interviews at our website, tpr.org.
StoryCorps South Texas is sponsored by ESD Digital Marketing and also made possible by Monterey Iron and Metal and Code Up.